Keith Eichen is a special guest with us today, and we are talking about the Manukau Institute of Technology, who are working to support more Māori and Pasifika into healthcare careers in Counties Manukau through a partnership with Te Whatu Ora Counties Manukau and major funding from Health Workforce New Zealand. Keith is the Pohotu Māori co-leader at MIT and UniTech. He's with us today. Tēnā koe, Ngāti Mani, poto ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Good to be with you again.
Thank you, Keith. Good to hear your voice again, Ewa. Well, look, through this partnership you've created, Te Ara Oranga, Pathways to Wellbeing Project, that admittedly was a couple of years ago, maybe even pre-COVID. Can you tell us more about the project, though, please, Keith?
What the project enables us to do, Dale, it enables us to put in place a team that provides dedicated support to Māori and Pasifika students that are studying in a broad range of health-related fields at MIT. So we have the largest school of nursing at Manukau Institute of Technology and the largest intake of Pasifika and Māori students. But like many other institutions, you know, there have been long-standing challenges around taking their high enrolment level and ensuring that those students complete their qualifications, graduate, and go out into the workforce. So this program is about providing essentially one-on-one support for students to get them through their studies and to make sure that they graduate.
Tēnā koe. What's working for the project? What have you achieved so far, and what are some of the barriers that you're having to navigate through to make the overall Pathways to Wellbeing project a success?
We're seeing a very high retention rate, Dale. Our students are sticking with the program and sticking with their studies. We're getting in early and identifying early with students any challenges that they're having, and we're able to provide the appropriate response to those challenges. You know, we've got some real challenges around students that, Māori and Pasifika students, that have got pressures at home. You know, we've had a number of students that have taken work and employment opportunities to bring another income stream into the family home, and so they've put their studies aside. There's real challenges just making ends meet. You know, the cost of living is a real challenge for a lot of our students. And we've got, you know, a whole range of other challenges around, you know, young mums, young dads, just trying to balance things and make things work and try and complete their studies. So, you know, all of those issues are real challenges for our students. And we're doing... You know, this program is about supporting our students to hang in there and to support them to get through their studies.
You've had a number of interesting, a lot of interesting mahi over the course of your career, Keith. I wonder if you can just give us an update from this polytechnic sector, UniTech and MIT. Obviously, Pukenga looms large too, trying to merge all the entities into one big kaupapa. But what would you say of Māori involvement? We saw polytechnics as a vehicle for our empowerment. Do you still see it as such?
The largest percentage of Māori enrolment in the tertiary education sector is in the polytechs. They are really critical for us, for so many of our people, young people and people that are looking at changing their careers at different points. Coming into a trade is a real opportunity, not only to be able to work in a trade, but to also create your own business and to you know, pursue opportunities. So the polytech sector, the vocational sector is really critical. The changes that we're going through at the moment around merging under one entity, Te Pukenga, so all of the polytechnics will... All 16 polytechnics will cease to exist at the end of this year. There will be one entity, Te Pukenga, that will be the sort of the one-stop shop, if you like, for vocational education. There's lots of upside in terms of the potential of that. What's really critical is that we don't lose sight of the need to make some really fundamental change around supporting Māori participation and Māori success in the vocational space.
Well, are you enjoying overseeing what was an interesting merger in its own right? That was the coming together of Unitech, based in, I suppose, West Auckland, or near to anyway, Midwest, and Manukau Institute of Technology. You've been brought in to oversee mahi in both camps. How's it working for you and them?
Yeah, they're very different communities. I mean, there's a whole lot of communities within the Auckland community, as you know well, Dale. So, you know, some of the challenges, I think, in the South Auckland space are quite different to the challenges in West Auckland. There's similarities, but, you know, there's a real acute needs within the South Auckland community to ensure that our students, once they come into the vocational education space, that there's really strong support systems there for them to complete and to go into the workforce. So interesting dynamics. I think that's one of the challenges for Te Pūkenga, is that there cannot be a one-size-fits-all, that Te Pūkenga has to recognise the diversity across all of our communities, rural communities, urban communities, and to be able to be flexible enough to ensure that what it's doing in the Taranaki region is working for the Taranaki region, and that will be quite different to what they'll be doing in South Auckland. And the flexibility to be able to be responsive and innovative, that's one of the key challenges that Te Pūkenga needs to deal with.
Do you have a hope it will succeed?
It's got to succeed, Dale. You know, we've had a number of reforms over the past number of decades that haven't succeeded. It's really critical that this change to vocational education, which I think is the most significant transformation that's ever happened, it's really important that it succeeds. At the end of the day, you know, we've got to work a lot more collaboratively. Polytechs can't just work as sort of individual institutions. We've got to partner with communities. You know, we've got to partner with the health sector. We've got to partner with employers. We've got to partner with iwi, whānau, marae. And we've got to do that in a really meaningful way, because the challenges that our people are facing in our communities are significant challenges. So we need partnership, collaboration, and we need to do that in a really meaningful way.